By playing the National Lottery, you raise £30 million every week for good causes. £30 million. That can build 1 million bee hotels to help the environment. Actually, shouldn't they be called B&Bs instead? Every week, you raise £30 million for good causes. The National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Players must be 16 or over.
Relationships are tough. They're hard. They take work. And sometimes when they end, it can be tough on one or both of you, depending on how it ended. So,
many times it's one person that kind of decides it's over before the other one decides it's over.
That's true. So this setting the bar is an example of that out of Florida. If you can manage to make it through the day without creating a fake dating profile for the woman who is now dating your ex, offering free drugs and other things, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so get this. Vanessa, she had been dating this guy for 6 months, right? And things went south. And so he probably realized that Vanessa had a couple screws loose. And so he was like, you know what?
Deuces, I'm out.
I'm gonna let you be where you are, and I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to end things. So then Vanessa's ex started just dating another woman. So this had been going on since October, and then Vanessa got wind of it and got a little upset. And so even
like,
though...
how can you move on so quickly?
Right. And so even though Vanessa didn't know his new girlfriend, she decided to create a profile on this website, including the woman's name, her photograph, her cell phone number, and her home address.
Oh, wow. That is aggressive to make him think, oh, she's dating. You don't know what she's doing. Look at her.
And then also wrote free meth tonight and then sent guys to her house searching for not only drugs, but for other things, some yum yum and stuff like that.
Oh, God.
Yes.
That is dangerous. That is so against the law. Right?
It's
she's in jail, right? Is she in jail?
Yeah, she was arrested and charged with cyber stalking and harassing, both misdemeanors. But yeah, this is just after a 6 month relationship went south.
Just 6 months they were dating and she's mad about that? That's how she reacts to the end of it?
Yeah, and then she takes it out on the new girl. Not on the guy, on the new girl.
Yeah. Oh, that is really... Now listen, back in the day, my first boyfriend, when I moved to town, he had an ex who was not happy that he was moving on.
Right.
She showed up.
Oh.
And was banging on his car in the apartment parking lot.
Yeah.
She did leave messages on my answering machine. Back then there was answering machines.
Sure.
And yeah, there's minor stalking going on there. But I feel lucky and blessed that social media and dating, online dating, wasn't really a big thing back then, because OMG, that would have happened to me.
Yeah. So how have you gotten revenge on an ex? I got a text from a listener, called the cops and reported him for stealing my mother's wedding ring.
Oh
my God. Oh my gosh.
Seriously?
Now,
did he get like arrested?
Now, okay, so she goes on, because I'm like, okay, so I'm assuming that he didn't. And she writes back, well, he swears he didn't, but he's also in prison for burglary. So might have been an easy target there. Who knows?
Holy cow.
Another text from a listener that just says, well, I set them up with my cousin, who is a blank hole.
Okay. Oh, all right.
So that's one way to get revenge on an ex, is to set him up with someone that you know is a jerk. Yeah, right?
Okay, that's a little more mild. I feel like I can be on board with that. Or you just sit on a crying rug in the middle of your kitchen, drink some Arbor Mist, and eat some cookie dough and get past it.
I mean, not everybody can do that. So a lot of people have to get a little bit more active in the whole, I need to show you how torn you made me. Courtney.
I bought my ex a Cadillac, and 2 days later, he took off in it. And now he's currently stealing my identity, so I've actually gotten him fired from 2 jobs now, and I ruin his life on a daily basis.
Oh, wow. Holy so how did you get him fired?
First job, I just called and let him know that, you know, he steals people's identities, and he actually was stealing people's identities.
Oh, well, look at that. Well, I guess...
Well, okay, then. He was actually living a life of crime, and I just told people about it.
I just told people about it, and so that's how I did. I don't know if that's really getting
that's
revenge. I think that's just doing your due diligence, I think.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know if
I feel very lucky that nothing like that really ever happened to me. Like, now I feel like... Does that feel like that you just... I don't know. Like, maybe we were in the minority.
I don't know.
Nothing super awful happened.
Yeah, you dodged some crazy in your past. Who knows?
Yeah, I just got dumped and they left. There you go. End of story.
Kelly was like, "Oh, all right. So we're done. We're done. All right. All right. Boom. Bye.
All right. I loved you.
I loved you." All right. So if you got a good story, you can always text it into us. 502-571-9970. Ways you've gotten revenge on an ex. And I feel like this listener and you almost live parallel lives. She writes, "So my ex cheated on me and I found out, talked to the girl, and she called him with me on a three-way call."
That happened to me. That happened to me.
And she goes on and writes, "And I caught him while we were dating. Then I made out with his best friend."
Oh, that part I didn't do that.
Oh, well, maybe you should have. Maybe you should have.
Wow.
Yeah. And so she was like, "Yeah." And while on the call, he told her that we weren't together. And then I jumped in and we both called him out. And then we became friends. So,
oh wow,
she and
oh,
the...
I didn't become friends with my situation either.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. Oh wow,
look at that.
But practically the same. We are the same.
Yeah, living parallel lives there.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only on 99.7 DJX.